changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We're going to continue talking about our series on happiness today. So I hope if you have comments or questions, please let us know. And if you're here for the first time, we always want to know who's here for the first time so that we can celebrate you for finding us. And also thank you to Jerome and everybody else to always share. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always sharing our little broadcast here every single day. All right, so today we're going to talk about what I've called your rude roommate. This is not a new topic. However, it's something that we really, really need to get a handle on if we're going to be happy. Because I'll be very honest with you, I'm really struggling with my rude roommate this morning. I realize I'm not looking at the right camera, so I apologize. I realize that I am dealing with my own rude roommate this morning. Now, here's what happened. My rude roommate woke me up this morning at about 1:30. I fell back asleep about 2. My rude roommate woke me up again at 4. I fell back asleep around 4:30. It then woke me up about every 5 to 10 minutes until I got up at about 5:25. Now, who is my rude roommate? Well, my rude roommate is myself. My rude roommate is my own ego. It is that negative voice that is inside your head. Human beings have realized this dichotomy in their brains for millennia. We understand that there is a shadow side to our personality. We are light, and at the same time, light casts a shadow, and we struggle. So what did my rude roommate, what was my ego giving me static about? Well, I'm very meticulous about filing my taxes and stuff like that, getting everything done. And I've got accounting firms and all that handle things. And I got a letter from the state of Missouri, where I used to live, saying that I owed some money. And I tried to contact them, and no one would answer the phone. So I wrote them a letter, and I went through and detailed everything and explained exactly how I did not owe it, showed everything, showed all my payments and everything like that. Thought that would be the end of it. About 2 weeks later, I get a fax from them. Not a fax, rather. I get another letter telling me that I'm going into collections, and then another letter saying that I'm in collections. Now, this is just the state of Missouri. About that time, I get a letter from the IRS telling me that I had not filed my taxes last year. No, I filed my taxes because I'm the one that did it, and they cashed the check I included. So obviously they got everything that was in the folder or in the envelope. Then I get a letter. Who is this one from? The city of Kansas City, saying that I had not paid my city taxes. Well, I can show it again that I had absolutely paid my taxes, but I spent the day, afternoon, trying to pull all the information to show it. And then yesterday, I get a letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue telling me that I didn't pay my income tax to the state of Missouri last year. None of this is true. I can document and show every single thing and that everything is well, right? So you would think that, number one, it's irritating. Don't get me wrong. But you would think that your mind would go, okay, yeah, this is irritating and I'll just get through it. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, my roommate, my ego, my dark side of my own brain, woke me up just angry, indignant, upset. I was like, what was going through my mind is that I've got every branch of government coming after me, is what it feels like. And the other thing is, I'm totally innocent, and I keep sending letters saying that I am completely innocent, and it's taking up an enormous amount of time. So that feeds my ego. My ego, not in the Freud sense of your ego or narcissism, but that dark side of you. Now, why do we have this dark side? Because it is a real block to our becoming happy this year. Well, the ego is there to protect us. Your ego is there to protect you, believe it or not. It is there to be frightened, paranoid, looking at everything askew, wondering what's going on, trying to keep you from trying new things because new things can be dangerous. The ego wants you defensive and standing still, pretty much. How much more safe can you be than defensive and standing still? And that's what the ego basically seeks to do in your life. It's uncomfortable, it's difficult, and it can wake you up in the middle of the night. So one of the things that you can do is give your ego a name. Give your ego a name. Here's why you want to do that. Thank you for indulging me in a cup of coffee. When I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, those thoughts that were going through my head, I every bit thought they were my thoughts. The voice in my head was my voice. The thing was, I was asleep. My higher self was still asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, but boy, my ego was awake. I remember several years ago sitting down and noticing this voice inside of my head. And the Course of Miracles, by the way, tells you how to know if it's the ego or if it's your higher self. The ego, according to the Course in Miracles, always speaks first and it always speaks loudest. The ego always speaks first and the ego always speaks loudest. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, my ego was both loud and proud. It was really going to town. So as I was writing and realizing that this literally is, it's almost like there's two voices in my head. I asked the voice in my head, I said to my ego, what's your name? And I was journaling this, right? Okay, now you can think this is nonsense, totally cool, don't care. But it meant something to me, and here's why. When I asked my ego its name, it said Bonafide. Now, I love that. The name I got was Bonafide. I love that because Bonafide is a name that you'd hear down in the South where I am from. Bonafide is an old Southern name, but you haven't heard it in a very, very long time. So to me, the ego is an old man. I see him as this old, like Colonel Sanders with a bad attitude is how I see my ego. Bonafide also means accurate, legitimate, true. So my ego in that moment was telling me that he was the truth. Well, now I realize that he's not the truth. And in fact, he's the liar. In the Bible, when they talk about the devil, they say that he is the father of lies. And the first lie he ever told was of his own existence. The same is true of the ego. The ego is actually a shadow. It seems enormous. I've discovered when it wakes me up at, or when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and the ego goes, ha ha, now's my chance. The best thing I can do is pound it down with affirmations. I am happy. I am healthy. I am, what was another one that I used to use so often? I am happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities from a variety of sources on a continuous basis. If I'm thinking about money. Or if I'm thinking about a relationship, you know, I am proud of myself in the presence of other people. That's another good one. I am proud of myself in the presence of other people. When we think of the ego, and I talked about this the other day when I did my seminar in the Czech Republic, we have this idea that the ego is number one, us. So we need to distinguish between us and the ego, ideally give it a name or ask the ego and then say, shut up, Bonafide. Just shut up. I don't need to hear this. There's nothing wrong with arguing with your ego. Now, your ego will argue back. And the point I was trying to make the other day when I was doing this seminar is that the Hindu god, Lord Ganesha, who I absolutely admire, I think is a really cool icon in many ways. And the Hindu god Lord Ganesha is always shown with a mouse at his feet. Now, he's an elephant god, so he's big as an elephant. He is an elephant. He has a trunk, but a human body. And there's a long, wonderful story there as to how that happened. But the ego is represented by this little mouse at his feet. Now, we tend to think of our ego because our ego will tell us that it is the boss, it is big, it is in charge. Bonafide will act like he's going to outthink me. He is going to out-yell me. He's going to make every point to every point I make, counterpoint. And yet it's nothing more than a little mouse. When you challenge your ego, you realize that it is nothing more than a little mouse. Buddhists don't like the ego either. Here's some comments. I love this. My ego reacts. Exactly. Your ego reacts. Your highest self responds. Your ego always reacts. Have you ever written an email that's gotten you in trouble? I have. In other words, I've had some issues with some things in business or whatever, and I've gone first thing in the morning, and then I'm like, oh man, you shouldn't have said that. That was years ago. I now have this thing where if something is bothering me, I will not send out a text or an email. And that's one of the first and most important things we can do, is just give ourselves a little bit of space. If you want to be happy, one of the things you've got to realize is that this rude roommate never goes away. I've done a lot of reading about this. Carl Jung talked about the shadow self, and I've read a lot of books about it, and I've thought a lot about it. And there are speakers out there who say you can crush your ego and you can get rid of it for good. And I remember one time I was on the board at this church in Kansas, in Surfside Beach, and this one woman came in and she said, I have completely evolved past my ego. And everybody in the room went, wow, that is so cool. And then as we got to know her, I was like, nope, your ego has just lied to you. Because one of the things your ego will even tell you is that you're in charge. Your ego never goes away. Your ego never stops looking for an opportunity. There's a saying in recovery for people in 12-step programs. And that is that your ego, your anger, while you're doing better, it's doing push-ups, getting ready to come at you even harder. So the beautiful thing about the ego is that we would never know the strength of our own mind and our own will if someone was not trying to constantly mess with us. Remember I talked about it. Maybe it's tomorrow that we'll talk about sacred clowns. But the idea is that your ego is your own internal sacred clown. Your ego is there to taunt you, mess with you, bug you, bother you, until ideally you're not reactive. But the ego is going to poke and prod and try and make you reactive. One of the things that I've noticed this morning, like I was walking around making my breakfast and everything, is that because I didn't sleep well last night, and because I was up and down, awake and sleep, my ego is still more in control of my day already. I can feel it than it normally would. So what I'm going to do is look at this as an opportunity to keep my ego in check. No, it never goes away. But remember, it's just a little mouse. It's not this big monster controlling your life. So notice your ego. Give your ego a name, and in some cases, even give it a voice. I remember when I felt really harassed by bona fide, I would sometimes assume this voice, and I would talk out loud, and I would let bona fide say whatever he had to say to me about what a terrible piece of crap I was, and how I would never amount to anything and don't deserve the good I got. Hard to believe that's trying to protect you, but it is. And then I can say, that's nonsense, bona fide. I know for a fact that I do, in fact, deserve this and so much more. I'm a good person, just like everyone else, and I am equally deserving. And you can just take a back seat. So try taking some challenges with that. Some people call it a mean girl. I like that, Christelle. Yeah, Christelle, we've all got that mean girl. We've all got that mean guy. And the thing is, when we realize it's never going to go away. When I was in the limousine being taken back to the hotel after being on the Oprah Winfrey show, and my wife and daughter were telling me how great I was, my ego was telling me that I blew one answer to one of Oprah's questions. In a 9-minute interview, the ego was picking out what I did wrong. So the ego is never going to stop. It's never going to give up. The thing is, number one, it's not you. Give it a different name. Give it a different voice. And number two, don't let it win. Don't let it win. Because once you get behind it, once it gets on top of you, that's when it feels like an elephant. When you get depressed and beat down, that's when you feel bad. All right, everybody, any other questions or comments before we say TTFN? We're talking about the obstacles to your happiness, the things that are blocking your happiness. And tomorrow we're going to pick that up and continue talking about the obstacles that get in the way of your life and in the way of making you, allowing you to be as happy as you might be. I'm looking here, I'm kind of vamping because I want to see what the topic is for tomorrow. I've already written it out, I know, and that'll give you a chance to make your comments. Yes, tomorrow we're going to talk about sacred clowns. For those of you who are regular followers, you know what I'm going to probably talk about, but it's always, always, always good to hear this. All right, everybody, thanks so much. Looks like no additional questions or comments. Please click share. Tell your friends and family what you're up to and invite them to have a happier, healthier life by joining us for these daily jumpstarts. Take good care, my friends. Love you.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.